The latest news at the top and bottom of the hour and breaking news at once. 600 WMT.
On the WMT Morning Show, when it comes to tech stuff, we turn to Joshua McNary. He's a marketing technologist and the founder of McNary Marketing Design, joining us here on the WMT Morning Show. Hey, Josh, thanks for getting up early with us, all right?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, the reason we called on you is because there's this report that came out from Carnegie Mellon University, a study. They said, okay, I'm going to have 23 people use their Android smartphones normally, and then they tracked that. Now, what they found was really kind of amazing. Can you sort of summarize it for us?
So what they did, Doug, was they went about a study where they just had the users use their phones normally, and these were Android phone users specifically. And what they were looking to find out was these applications that they had installed, they know and they love, were they tracking location in an appropriate manner? So, you know, you might have a navigation app, like a mapping application, which you want it to be tracking your location, you know, every second or every few seconds. But what about, you know, the Angry Birds app or the other random app that's on your phone that doesn't really need to be tracking your location as often? Well, they found out that those applications actually were tracking way more than what you'd expect, and that was quite a surprise, and that's why they're putting out the survey.
Now, and this is really kind of confusing, Joshua, because, again, I use Waze. That's my app that I use to get from here to there, and I use it pretty much all the time because it's sort of a social media-based one as well. But the other games that I have, like Words with Friends, okay, from Zynga, I believe, why does that need to know my location?
Well, so really the long and short of it gets down to you follow the money. So a lot of these applications are free. And because they're free, these app developers need to find ways to make money off of them. And part of that is when you download them, you agree to the terms of service of the application. And in that, it says, hey, we're going to track you, and we're going to share that with an advertising network. Or we're going to serve ads to you based on your location, this kind of thing. And they'll justify it. In fact, one of the the study that we're speaking about, one of the specific apps that they were challenging was Groupon, the social deal sharing site, Groupon, and they were regularly tracking it at an alarming rate, something like, gosh, I can't remember the exact stats, but it was very, like, all the time, very regularly, like 70 times a day was checking your location. And they challenged, they asked them, why would you need to do that? And they said, well, we're just trying to serve deals to them, to our customers, in an appropriate manner. And that's basically the line you'll get from an app developer at the end of the day.
So is there a way that we can stop this from happening? I mean, look, I don't mind the app, but I don't like the data sharing or the location sharing kind of thing. I feel like they're spying on it. It's kind of spooky.
Right. Well, so there's two things. One is this study was specifically around Android applications, because that platform, the way it handles location, you can turn it on and off and control the accuracy of the location data being shared, but it's somewhat limited. Like, you can't say, I don't want Groupon to be able to track me. You have to basically say, I want everyone to be able to track me or nobody. And that's why it was specifically, this study was concerned with Android. Apple iOS devices, you can actually control these settings in your settings area based on location, based on the app specifically. So I could say, Groupon, I don't want them to be able to track, but I want my Waze application to be able to track where I'm located, for instance. But one other thing I might suggest, regardless of what platform you're on, there's actually a site out there called Privacy Grade. So it's privacygrade.org. And they have an ability to go look at any app that's out there, and they basically tell you not only about location, what's happening, but also is the app sharing any other information about you automatically that you may not know. And that's a great place to go to get a sense of the apps you're using, if they're what they're doing with regards to your data.
No, that makes a lot of sense. We will put that link up on the WMT Morning Show blog so people can click through to it. Another good place to go, McNary.me. That's where Joshua McNary, the marketing technologist and founder of McNary Marketing Design, can be found, or on Twitter at McNary, M-C-N-A-R-Y. Joshua, hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
6:32 at Broadcast Park. We've got Fox News coming up for you here in just a matter of moments here on the WMT Morning Show.